Reaching Alice by Maria Fontaine.
Once while on a trip, we had a chance to witness to a special young woman in her mid-twenties, who I'll call Alice. She worked at a local restaurant where we ate occasionally. She was beautiful and had an outgoing, bubbly personality and knack for making friends with perfect strangers. At first glance, it was evident she was a talented girl who had a lot going for her in every way. We first noticed her outside the restaurant where Peter and I were eating. She was so animated and expressive that it got our attention, and I felt the Lord leading us to give her a tract. After I handed her the tract, we immediately got into a conversation. Her first question was, "Why, of all the people around, did you give a tract to me?" I answered that the initial reason was that she caught my attention and I felt that she needed a tract, but that the deeper reason was because Jesus loved her and she was special to him and he wanted her to get to know him. She was quite disillusioned with religion, but she seemed quite interested in the tract. She was very open about herself, and I got to know a lot about her in the short conversation we had right there on the street. One of the first things she told me was that for the past few years, she had a problem with epilepsy, which had taken quite a toll on her. Her question was, "If God loves me, how can he do this to me?" That was a tough one to start off with, and I was glad that she turned to talk to a customer for a minute to give me time to shoot up a prayer and ask the Lord for guidance. In response, I asked her whether this sickness had helped her to understand others better and have more compassion for those who likewise have problems. She acknowledged that it had, so I explained that perhaps that was one reason why the Lord had allowed it. She accepted that, but it didn't seem to satisfy her completely. I then explained that if she hadn't had this illness, she would probably feel completely in control of her life, very self-sufficient, and not in need of anybody, much less God. She acknowledged that that was true and said, "I'll have to think about that for a while." After conversing for a while, we arranged to meet Alice again another day. We felt that the Lord wanted us to minister to her and lead her to him. Of course, she could have gotten saved from reading the tract, and many people do, but people often need a personal witness to help answer their questions and prepare the ground so that they can receive the gift of salvation. The next time we met Alice, she was with a girlfriend of hers, and we were able to witness to them. Both Alice and her girlfriend were full of questions, mostly about why bad things happen to good people, which Peter and I answered the best we could while pointing them to the Lord and his love. It was hard for Alice to understand and receive some of the answers we were giving her, and we realized that she needed to receive Jesus as a first step so that the Lord's Spirit could work in her heart and open her eyes to his truth. Peter shared his personal testimony with the two girls, which they were very interested in, and at the end, he gave them the message of salvation and challenged them to receive Jesus into their hearts too. They weren't ready to pray right there in the restaurant, so Peter encouraged them to do so at home. We were so encouraged when the next time we met Alice, she said, "That night, after talking with you, I went home and talked to Jesus for a long time. I asked him to come into my heart, and he did. Praise the Lord." She also said that since then, she had made a promise to talk to Jesus a little every day. It was so rewarding to know that this dear girl was going to not only spend eternity with Jesus in heaven, but that she also would grow closer to him on earth now. Alice was the type of person who has a lot of friends and who people come to for help, and we encouraged her that now that she believed in Jesus, she had something to share with others that would make a lasting difference in their lives. So what started out as just one tract on the street led to a soul saved, which by faith will lead to other souls coming to know Jesus and his love as well. Prior to the meeting, when we had suggested to Alice that she receive Jesus, Peter gave her the following note, which he wrote for both of us. Dear Alice, it was so nice to get to know you and to have some time together talking about the questions you had. As you can see, we don't have all the answers. Only God does. However, we have learned over the years that God really loves each one of us. And even though we don't understand everything, we can always trust that He loves us and will do what's best for us. It's like parents and children. Children don't always understand the complicated things of the adult world, but they know their parents do. So they trust their parents to take care of those things they don't understand. If there were any questions you had that we didn't answer to your satisfaction, please forgive us. The main point we wanted to get across to you is that Jesus loves you. He loves you so much that He gave His life just for you, so that you could live with Him forever in heaven. Even if you had been the only one in the world, He would still have died for you. That's how much He loves you. You can receive this gift of eternal life by believing that Jesus died for you and praying and asking Him to forgive your sins and to come into your heart and life. Then you can know that you have eternal life. And even if we never see each other again in this life, we will in the next one. We will be praying for you. God bless and keep you. We also asked the Lord for a message for Alice's girlfriend, who had also been quite receptive. We didn't get a chance to meet her again, but we were able to pass this prophecy on to her via Alice. Following is the message the Lord gave on His love and salvation. My dear friend, if you want to know how to overcome life's trials and problems, come to me and I will give the answers you seek. I will give you comfort to replace anxiety, faith to replace fear, rest in place of struggle, peace in place of worry, happiness in place of sadness, and answers to your questions. I will be your strength, your help in time of need, your friend and companion. When you're lonely, I'll be there for you. When you're confused, I'll set your mind at peace with my word. Come to me and open your heart and life to me, and you will find real love and know the truth that will set you free. This does not mean that you will never have another problem or challenge in life, or that you will never face another difficulty or trial, but I will be with you and will help you through all of life's problems. You will no longer have to handle things on your own because you can call on me and I will always answer you. I will be an unfailing friend to you. You are very special to me, and I created you because I love you. Reach out and receive my love, and you will find that it will be more to you than any earthly love. As you learn to know me and love me, you will find the answers to your deepest questions. Maria, we didn't get to see much more of Alice, although we did leave her an address where she could contact us, which she promised to do. We explained how she can share her newfound faith in Jesus with others, and we prayed that the Lord would use her as a witness to others. Alice would be considered a nobody in the eyes of the world, but in the Lord's eyes, she is very important. Actually, all of the people who we ministered to and gave tracts to on our trip would be considered nobodies, but they're all somebodies to the Lord. He died for each one, and He's concerned about them having a chance to receive His love and salvation. Had we not done our part to be faithful witnesses by giving out tracts wherever we could, heeding the Lord's leadings and being willing to follow through, we would have missed the opportunity to meet this precious young woman. The Lord gave us a conviction that He wanted us to give the message anytime and everywhere, which resulted in our meeting Alice and leading her to the Lord and getting her started on the new road He wanted her life to take. The Lord has so much love and such a broken heart for each of His lost sheep. Lord, help us to have that same broken heart, that same willingness to forsake our pride and the things that would hold us back from reaching out to others, and to reach those in need with a message that can lead to their eternal salvation. Just that one track can make a difference. Just those few words of comfort and encouragement can make a difference. The ripple effect is greater than we will ever know, until we get to heaven, that is, and can see the fruit of our labors. Now that's something to look forward to.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.